Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in Preaching and comes to us from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled, Let's Cross to the Other Side.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus and his disciples came to the other side of the sea, to the territory of the Gerasenes. When he got out of the boat, at once a man from the tombs who had an unclean spirit met him. The man had been dwelling among the tombs, and no one could restrain him any longer, even with a chain. In fact, he had frequently been bound with shackles and chains, but the chains had been pulled apart by him and the shackles smashed, and no one was strong enough to subdue him. Night and day among the tombs and on the hillsides, he was always crying out and bruising himself with stones. Catching sight of Jesus from a distance, he ran up and prostrated himself before him, crying out in a loud voice, What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me. He had been saying to him, Unclean spirit, come out of the man. Jesus asked him, What is your name? He replied, Legion is my name. There are many of us. And he pleaded earnestly with him not to drive them away from that territory. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there on the hillside, and they pleaded with Jesus, Send us into the swine, let us enter them. And Jesus let them, and the unclean spirits came out and entered the swine. The herd of about 2,000 rushed down a steep bank into the sea where they were drowned. The swineherds ran away and reported the incident in the town and throughout the countryside. And people came out to see what had happened. As they approached Jesus, they caught sight of the man who had been possessed by Legion, sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. And they were seized with fear. Those who witnessed the incident explained to them what had happened to the possessed man and to the swine. Then they began to beg Jesus to leave their district. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed pleaded to remain with him. But Jesus would not permit him, but told him instead, Go home to your family and announce to them all that the Lord in his pity has done for you. Then the man went off and began to proclaim in the Decapolis what Jesus had done for him, and all were amazed. The Gospel of the Lord. Several times in the Gospel of Mark, Jesus and his disciples are crossing to the other side. They cross the lake so often we don't know if they're coming or going. And whatever shore they land, Jesus is greeted with human need for healing and for hope. Just in chapters 5 and 6 of Mark alone, Jesus crosses to the other side and meets the demoniac we hear about in today's gospel. He then crosses back to the other side and meets Jairus and the woman with the hemorrhage. And he crosses yet again, and the people bring to him anyone who is sick. Whether Gentile or Jew, Jesus responds with divine healing that transforms minds, hearts, and bodies. There's no doubt the response of those who are healed. Often, like the demoniac, they want to follow Jesus, and instead he tells them to go home to their families or communities and announce to them all that the Lord has done for them. But I'm left wondering what the experience must have been like for the disciples who accompanied Jesus on these sailings across the waters. These are the ones whom Jesus chose to follow him. What was it like for them to witness what Jesus did and said? To cross to the other side, at least the journey from today's gospel, was to cross the boundary that separated Jews from Gentiles, pagans from believers. What would these Jewish disciples have been thinking when they saw Jesus offering the same healing and hope to a person who was a non-believer in a region that was known to be pagan? This would have been a lesson in the inclusive and healing love of God for all people. Did they understand that lesson? Did they accept it? What was the healing they, the disciples, needed in order to accept and understand the expansiveness of God? This lesson is ours to learn as well in our own day and age of discipleship. We're invited to cross over, so to speak, to the other side of our own preconceived ideas, to the other side of what we believe is right and true, to the other side where God already is, despite our efforts to keep God in a well-constructed box of our own making. In many ways, like the madman in today's gospel, we remain tethered to the tomb, shackled to the legion of issues, perceptions, and beliefs that divide us and prevent us from seeing the unimaginable, magnanimous truth of who God is. We don't have to get into a boat to make this crossing to the other side, to the vision of the reign of God. We make the journey, though, every time we participate in the Eucharistic celebration and hear the words, "Do this in memory of me." When we approach the table in our own brokenness and need for healing and hope, we receive the same divine compassion, the same divine healing that transforms our minds, our hearts, and our bodies. In taking the disciples along on his mission, Jesus was forming them into the disciples he knew them to be, sometimes pushing them, sometimes pulling them along the way. Not unlike Gideon or Barak, whom we hear of in today's first reading from the letter to the Hebrews, both of whom were reluctant to do what God asked, but eventually did, and found themselves doing things they could hardly imagine. Despite our own smallness and weakness, despite our own timidity and reluctance, Jesus invites us to accompany him to the other side and draws forth from us what he knows lies within, a glimpse of the wideness of God's loving mercy, and calls us to bestow that healing grace upon others. Do we dare to say yes, making this crossing?